This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The big brokerage firm marketing abortion specimens in the U.S. has been charged with contempt of Congress. In a report documenting a pattern of deception and stonewalling in response to subpoenas, Stem Express is alleged to have hampered the congressional investigation into profiting from specimens. Catholic Charities in New York is inviting both the major presidential candidates to their big $3,000 a plate event. If Hillary Clinton comes and speaks, pro-life advocates have questions like, can Catholic Charity give tacit approval to millions of abortions in the U.S. in the name of turning a buck for charity? The Clinton Foundation is now being credited by Planned Parenthood with reaching more children and adolescents with Planned Parenthood's own version of promiscuous sex education. Its message of early and allegedly safe teen sex and contraception is accused of trying to build support for unlimited abortion. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. An op-ed piece at Life News is must reading in preparation for the 100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood next month. Author Jim Sedlak of the American Life League has been fighting Planned Parenthood and the work of Margaret Sanger since 1985. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.